Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, gone are the days of working your way up one ladder in a single company or career. Today, career paths are rarely straight, I would contend. And for many, by choice or either by force, the journey is obviously going to take unexpected turns. But how do you explain something called a zigzag resume to an employer who still expects that traditional straight line? It's an interesting topic, isn't it? And I want to explore it in a little more detail now with Advita Naidu, Africa MD at the executive search firm Jack Hammer Global. Hopefully some expert advice on turning a non-linear career into a compelling case for hiring, even if it's a little later in life. So Advita, a very warm welcome. And let's start with the basics. What do we mean by a non-linear career?
So I'm going to apologize in advance if it's a little bit cheesy, but maybe it's a bit of a dad joke. I'm going to use a buzzword to kick us off. So instead of climbing the corporate ladder, some professionals are traversing the career lattice. And that just means they're moving laterally, or they're taking breaks between roles, or some of them are pivoting functions or industries. And so that is completely nonlinear. They're not moving up the ladder, moving from one sequential role to another.
And why is that happening?
So I think there are probably quite a few examples of that in different groups of people. So there are women re-entering the workforce after a parenting break. There are some professionals who, you know, may be disrupted by some sort of automation or some sort of technological shift. And my personal favorite, and one I don't think we really talk about a lot, it's sports people whose playing careers have come to an end probably in their 30s and they need to consider something else, something new. And then there are others who, as you said, are not forced by circumstance, but they may be needing to look for purpose and a little bit more meaning, which they haven't found in their primary career. And they just happen to have the financial luxury to be able to explore other options. So I don't think it's a really new phenomenon. We're just paying a lot more attention to it now because of companies relying more on AI when it comes to complex white collar jobs.
And yet traditionally, you'll tell me that it is frowned upon in some circles, but it seems these days that this is almost the new normal.
It is the new normal. And I think that there's always been a history to suggest that we need to reskill or upskill ourselves in some way to stay relevant in the workforce, especially when it comes to technological disruption. And this is where some of the kind of non-linearity may come into play. But it is becoming more common. I think the hurdle that people face is just making it make sense to a potential employer.
All right. So one of the points that you make then is critical that your path makes sense. So how do you help people understand and get to grips with that when often the background that you've just outlined to me looks very disjointed and all over the place?
Sure. I mean, I think to be fair to hiring managers or HR, it's not that they can't think outside the box and look at your profile and think, oh, that makes sense. But if someone else's experience tells a more compelling story, no matter how good you are, you may go to the bottom of the pile. And if your stints in different roles make you seem meandering and unclear about your value proposition, you may come across as illogical or lacking stability and incapable of making good decisions. So what you need to do is when you put together your CV or your career profile, consider highlighting the common threads between the roles, amplify the skills that you've acquired and then bolstered from role to role, indicate the transitions that you've made and why you've made them, and just really make it all hang together as a more cohesive career narrative instead of a very bizarre and disparate anthology. Just, you know, I was trying the buffet before I decided what I really wanted to eat.
And be honest in all disclosure, I imagine. Don't try to fudge it in order to make yourself look more traditional.
Exactly. I mean, I think if you for yourself can see that you have sequentially learned a number of things and you bring a valuable proposition to a new employer, you should be able to tell that story. Absolutely, don't fudge it and don't, you know, make something up. But if you think that you bring something, talk about what that brings and make it relevant to the company that you're applying to.
And no disrespect to HR managers, but hiring managers, I'd suggest you typically react negatively to non-traditional resumes. Is that attitude, though, starting to change, given that this, as you've suggested already, is in many ways the new normal?
Yes and no. I mean, again, as long as, while we may be trained to favor the linear logical career trajectories, and as I said, some people may fit a little bit better, as long as you can tell it in a way that absolutely does make sense, you can convince the people who are doing the hiring that you do fit into the organization.
Do you think it's a good thing for people to take a step down or maybe even a move sideways in their career life if they have the luxury of doing so?
If they have the luxury of doing so and they want to end up somewhere completely different, yes. I mean, that would be sort of like a bridging role because there are very few people who can jump straight into their dream jobs, whatever that means. So consider the bridging role, even if it is a lateral move or a step down. It is more of a strategic stepping stone at which will give you foundational experience in a new industry or a new function because there is no way that you can walk into a new role and know everything straight off the bat.
And in terms of yourself and in terms of explaining this to anybody, confidence, you'll tell me, is key in explaining a career shift. I accept that, but not always easy to articulate.
It isn't. And I think you probably should do the thing where you try and convince somebody that you know. But the point, you know, the thing about the compelling story is you should be able to articulate it to yourself first. Don't leave it up to somebody else to connect the dots between your experience and the role. Craft the compelling story, present the very clear match between your work history and your skills. And again, make sure it's clear and logical. And go into a situation with confidence. Also, as you said, you know, don't fudge, but also be willing to admit your gaps. I think the thing about non-linearity is your constant willingness to learn and the constant willingness to upskill yourself. So knowing that there are going to be gaps, have a plan for how you're going to fill them.
And also have the courage to not do anything should you run that exercise and it gives you the answers that you don't want.
Absolutely. But I think, you know, they're probably, and just to get in a little bit more advice, there are organizations, specifically smaller organizations, where you probably would be able to go and flex all your muscles all at once because they need the Swiss Army knives to come in and do a variety of different things. So if that means going into a smaller organization rather than a larger one and being a little bit more versatile, you're probably going to build up that experience a little bit quicker. And if there are things about that particular job that don't really tick your boxes, you know, you can do a little bit less of that as you go on and then eventually transition into the dream job. But again, whatever that is.
Good point. But you've got to find that balance, I guess, between pay and remuneration on the one hand and wanting to be a Swiss Army knife on the other.
Exactly. And again, as I said, you know, some people do have that luxury and others don't. I think, like you said, be willing to admit when there is a transition and other times you might need to satisfy that need for purpose or extension in other ways.
And in what way is artificial intelligence changing the game in this respect, if at all?
I think, you know, obviously there are a large number of white collar jobs and manual and repetitive jobs that have been replaced and disrupted. So again, you know, the advice always is to people that people who can use the AI will be valued over people who can't. So if you feel that your role is going to be disrupted by something that is a little bit more of a technological advancement, either learn to use that technology yourself or find things that the AI can't do yet that you can still do.
And just quickly, give me your best piece of advice for someone in their late 40s or 50s who are starting over but fears being overlooked in favor of a younger, more on-track applicant.
So I think you know that you bring a great deal of work experience and probably emotional intelligence and political navigation in the work sphere that somebody who's perceived to be more agile that wouldn't bring. I think don't be afraid of the zigzag. The world has changed. The workplace is catching up, even if it is slowly. Be proactive. Tell the story and know that your experience is going to count greatly in your favor.
And have the confidence, as we discussed a little earlier. Advita Naidu, thank you very much indeed. Africa MD at the executive search firm Jack Hammer Global. I look forward to our next conversation.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.